Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These Mubarak days and nights which we are passing through, we must not lose sight of them. They are extremely valuable, and time, it depends on us how valuable we make it in our right. Like, for example, if huge amounts of gold is pouring down outside, but we are not going out to collect it, we won't get it. Allah is pouring it down. Now it's up to us how much we are going to take. How much we can take of this, it's only for our benefit. And this is the season also. Like everyone, there is a season, there is a fishing season, there is a business season, they are all seasons. This is also one season to take from Allah Ta'ala and for our eternal lives of the Akhirah. And this is the time, as it comes in the hadith, that Allah does not love to be worshipped more at any other time of the year than during these days. And that worship also has been explained so easy. Third kalima, fourth kalima, so easy. In one hadith, the narrator says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make istighfar after namaz three times. And then he should read the dua, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, sami'na wa ta'na wa ta'na, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. There's a lot of explanation the ulama have given of this great, great dua also. And then he asked, how was the istighfar of Nabi sallam? After this explanation, a person will think, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that kalimatan habibatan ila rahman. There are two such words which are very beloved to Allah Ta'ala. So when they are so beloved to Allah, a person will think they must be very heavy to say when Allah loves them. Allah is so great. Habibatan ila rahman. Love to Allah Ta'ala. But at the same time, they are not heavy. Khafifatani ala lisan. They are very light and easy on the tongue to say. And not only when they are so light, then perhaps they got no value. No, thaqilatani fil mizan. They will be extremely heavy on the scales on the day of Qiyamah. So deen has been made very, very easy. So the narrator of the hadith says, all what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So simple it is. So deen is really very, very simple. It is just for us, we must not make it difficult. We just have to fit in, and then deen is simple. And at the same time, being so simple, it's not that the returns are also now very little, but the returns are unimaginable also. So the third kalima, the fourth kalima that we should try and engage in. If Allah gives more tawfiq, keep rozas also. Allah loves this, all the ibadat in this time. With all the other ibadat, tilawat of Quran Sharif, Durood Sharif. What a great ibadat Durood Sharif is. Really, we can't imagine what ulama have written from hadith, what the value of Durood Sharif is. On Qiyamah Day, we will be so sorry that we did not spend more and more of our time in reciting Durood Sharif. And also, we have been told that we should read Durood Sharif in abundance. And the ulama have discussed this also. What does it mean to read in abundance? How many times should we read? So, they've written that 300 times, many of our mashayikh, to read Durood Sharif 300 times is in abundance. Some have written a very beautiful point and nukta, that 313 times. Why Allah Ta'ala chose the Ashabi Badrigeen for 313, there is great value in this number 313. And a simple durood we can read, Sallallahu ala Nabiyyil Ummi. It won't take long to read it 313 times, but the reward will be very great. Or at least once in our life we read durood in abundance. Try and read Jummah 1,000 times. Try and read in these days, if Allah gives tawfiq, 313 times Durood Sharif. And if not, at least once, that we can say, also read 313 times. If we can do it daily, at night, whenever. And really, if we think, when a person is on his phone, how much time goes on there? And just skip that one time that you're on the phone, and you'll be able to do this Durood so many times. Or, you know, how many other things we're just wasting our time. in this year we can be reading Durood Sharif, and how great the rewards will be. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and it is all from Allah's side. And when we want to go that way, Allah pulls us also towards Him. And if we show disinclination, we are not interested, then we are also left like that. But when we show interest, then we also get pulled by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And we should make dua. Allah makes us jazb. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say that, oh Allah, you are the only powerful. All powerful is only you. You pull us away from everything of this dunya, and you pull us towards you. May Allah give us all tawfiq and pull us more and more towards Him. Third kalima, fourth kalima, Durood Sharif, Istighfar. Let us try and read this as much as possible.